KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Every breath I take, every move you make,
yeah,
I'll be ignoring you. Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show. We got a little Mayweather McGregor in here, and Ashton wants to get in on it, so let's get Ashton in here and see what he's got to say. Ashton, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Barry? What's up, Joel?
What's up, man?
Not much. Just wondering when you guys going to give Joe and Matt their rematch. Just because I'm not on the team doesn't mean they can't go out there and beat you guys down on the court.
Well, wait a minute. Why aren't you on? What you did you lose too much weight to be on Team Fat?
No, I did not. I mean, you know, we're not doing it by teams. It's not SB Nation versus ESPN anymore.
No, it never was. It was Team Fat versus Team Fit the whole time. I thought you knew that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like, you know, I thought that was the nickname. Like, we were Team SB Nation Fat, and you guys are Team ESPN Fit.
Sure, okay. I mean, whatever makes you feel better, if you want to add some other stuff to it, but I just, in my head, it was Team Fat, Team
Fit. So essentially, Ashton, what you're doing right now is you're that guy on the side of the road on the feeder with a can just begging to get another L. You're just collecting
L's? Not right. I've been training hard. You know, I feel like I've had that moment that every movie has. Like, the guys who are riding high on top, we were talking all the trash to begin with on Twitter and on social media. You guys were just kind of patiently waiting in the wings, knew you guys were going to come out there. I didn't know that Nick was such a ringer. By the way, I feel like that was the greatest hustle that I've ever seen. Nick going out there trying to make us all seem like he didn't know how to play basketball, and then I think he scored like 10 points in one of the games.
He what?
So, yeah. I think Nick went out there and hustled us all. Yeah.
So then you, in typical Kevin McHale fashion, decided to put a safari package on the front end of your snowblower and run him over and try and take him out.
That's what I was going to get to, Ashton.
You got to, hey, Jordan Rules, the Detroit Pistons, Bad Boys had the Jordan Rules. I wasn't born when all that went down, but I heard about it, and I took some lessons from Duard, man. You got to eliminate the best guy on the team, and, well, it changed from game to game, but it seemed like Nick was the biggest threat that we had to deal with.
So you're saying this is intentional? You were tackling?
I told you all
along it was. This was intentional. Joel was trying to tell me it was intentional the whole time, and I wouldn't believe him.
No, it definitely wasn't intentional. There was one point where there was a rebound up in the air, and I definitely didn't see you there. But most of the time, you know, when somebody comes into the paint, you got to let them know that they're in the paint. It's no longer on the perimeter. You got to rough them up a little bit whenever you try and get, yeah, you know.
You filled up the whole paint. We all knew we were in the paint when we ran into you. You were the paint, basically.
That was
now,
the point.
Let me
That's
ask
what
you,
we're going for.
Let me ask you, why aren't you playing? Why are you saying Matt and Joe and you're excluding yourself? What happened?
Oh, you know, man, I don't work on that side of the building anymore. I just thought it was a SB Nation versus ESPN thing. You know,
okay.
I'm kind of a free agent right now. So.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah. And there aren't people
Wait
knocking down your door to sign you to a squad?
Why would they need a fat guy? They can get big guys who can move way better than I can, man. I'm not Vince Wilfork-like.
Don't sell yourself short.
Renato likes to call me Chernigan, so he likes to call me, you know, Chernigan from the Ravens, but I'm not Vince Wilfork-esque in my basketball game just yet.
But you are in your overalls, right?
Oh, man, you know, that's a summer type thing. So right now, yes. Right now, I'm rocking the overalls, waiting for the call for when the next game is going down, man. That's what's going on. Also, been watching this Conor McGregor Mayweather type deal and been talking about the simple fact that McGregor should be the guy that everybody's rooting for the sole fact that McGregor is a man of the people. Like, and Barry, you can talk about this. You know the origins of McGregor probably better than the average person does. But McGregor used to be a pipe fitter. Like, he used to, back in Ireland, he used to, like, take an hour-long bus ride to get to his job. And he's described it as an absolute nightmare in and of itself. He used to be a guy who worked a regular job. Floyd Mayweather's been rich his entire life.
That's
I'm just saying.
That's a good point, Ashton. That's a good point, man. Appreciate the call, brother. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing that's weird about Conor McGregor is you can remember when he was the rising star in the UFC. He was on the undercard, or he was the first fight on the pay-per-view, and you wanted to watch that dude. Yeah. Like, you were getting the pay-per-view for some other things, but you were hoping Conor McGregor was on there because he was so exciting and he was dynamic.
He was the show within the show.
And he didn't talk a lot. It's once he started trying to sell pay-per-views and knowing that, you know, they get a certain bump on buys and stuff like that for certain guys, he kind of, you know, developed this character, and that's fine. It's just, you know, trying to watch a guy like Floyd do it is you know.
I think it'd have been more entertaining to put Floyd in the octagon. I would have loved to have seen that.
Well, James Toney went that route.
For his life.
Floyd would be submitted inside of a minute. Yeah. I promise you that. But yeah, I mean, I think the fans will decide who's their favorite, who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. Right now, they both kind of suck to me. Nothing sold me on that. And we're getting several texts. Somebody said 89 for the SD, 99 for the HD.
Yeah, that's what I saw. It's 89 for the standard definition and then 99 for the high definition.
Okay. And then, Barry, this is Marcus, the delivery man. Remember when you and Joel were discussing about the Mayweather-McGregor fight and how much they'd be charging? Told y'all $100. By the way, I'm still not paying for it, though. Right. So I'm telling you, this is a recurring theme.
I don't think anybody questioned it'd be less than $100.
Now, somebody did ask, would you pay $5 or $10 at a bar to watch it?
$5 or $10, but the thing is, man, these places are going like $20, $30, and $40 just to get in.
They're trying to make their money
back.
David
Buster's, Mayweather and Pacquiao was $40 to get in.
No, I'm not paying that.
$40.
According to Tyler, would you pay $5 or $10? Yes, I would pay $5 or $10 to go to, you know, to a bar or a restaurant.
I don't think you're going to see very many $5 or $10.
No, you're right.
I just don't.
I don't think you will either. But I would. I'm not paying more than $10, $15.
Dude, did you know McGregor back then? I'm with you on that. Way back when? Did you ever know him? Because this is the guy that could have fixed your toilet and your freaking sprinkler system. He was a pipe fitter. He could have gotten it all done for you. It's who you know.
It's true. I didn't realize he could have fixed my toilet.
And the elbow joint on the sprinkler system.
It's funny because I remember when Floyd Mayweather was fun to watch as well. Like when like back in the days when I used to watch like Zab Judah, Floyd Mayweather, these guys, Floyd Mayweather Jr. coming up.
Yep.
These were young boxers that were exciting to watch.
Hungry.
And now it's just like I couldn't care any less about Floyd
More
Mayweather.
More about the hype and the
does.
Backpack and yeah. the money and the it's everything but the actual fight itself.
Yeah. Now, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman says Chula's is always $5 for UFC events. Can we verify that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but isn't going to be considered that. So I'm sure they're going to probably charge more.
Yeah, I guess this would be more considered. It's a boxing event, not a UFC event. So, okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't run from rematches. I mean, we're undefeated.
Hell no. I'm not running from
something
them.
If it was
I
got to
get new shoes.
Yeah, but I mean, it would have been one thing if it was a 5-game series and a grudge match and we had to really squeak it out in the end. We coasted.
Right, we did. It was too easy.
By the way, what did you think of Connor saying somebody's O has to go?
That's so stupid. I know why he did that. He was trying to be funny.
Trying to be smart.
Yeah, but it was stupid. Because it's the first thing he says, and I was like, what? Come on now.
How about the pinstriping on his suit?
Yeah,
that was great.
F-U.
Yeah. From
Pretty
a distance,
cool.
It looked like a thick pinstripe. Up close, it actually was a message.
So, yeah. Somebody texted the show and said, what's today's Way Back Wednesday theme? Who could play the softest music known to man? No, it's heartbreak songs. It's songs you play or you hear when your heart is broken. So that's what it is.
And if you had one, you'd understand.
Never going to get it, Nick?
Again?
This is not a heartbreak song. This is not a song.
You're never going to get it. I was on the list.
No.
According to everything on the internet is right. It's true. It's a fact.
Okay, Barry Warner.
It's a fact.
Okay, Barry Warner. This was on the list. Others that I will remain.
This is a breakup song.
This is not a breakup song.
This is a breakup song.
This is what you want and what you get are two different things.
This is me breaking up with the chick. Yeah, this is me breaking up with the chick because I'm never going to get it and I'm wasting my time. This is not a song you listen to when your heart's been broken.
I think this will get me back. Like, this will get you prepped for the slump buster.
You've lost. Dude. You have lost. This is the worst.
Are we voting?
Yeah, I just did. I voted you suck at this list making.
Wow.
This is terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself, Nicholas.
There it is.
Turn this crap off.
The whole world to hear.
Turn this crap off right now.
Nick, you better get yourself a suit with a message.
You better come back strong. Oh, you better get Kirsten in there to help you come back with a better song.
Oh, wait. She's already in
there. Okay,
you suggested
one. She's already going to start changing it up.
The next one will be Kirsten's song.
This is a sham.
This is an amazing...
This
Invoke?
Is a sham.
People are jamming in their cars right now.
I like Invoke. This is not a heartbreak song. This is just you just making...
Kirsten says it is.
Kirsten,
over.
Don't drag yourself down into his despair. This is not a heartbreak song. This is stupid.
The title of the song is My Love and You're Never Gonna Get It.
Yeah, that's not a heartbreak song.
Because you're messing around, you're not gonna get any panties anymore.
You have to have gotten it
and then
to say you're never gonna get it again.
Yeah. No. I don't think you understand.
I think that's what she's saying.
No. You're jeez.
Nick,
idiot.
When you start actually relating
everyone
to women.
Everyone on that side of the glass is an idiot right now.
Oh.
Everyone over there is an
Shots
idiot.
Shots fired! Oh, we got to go to break. It's heating up in here. We'll be right back. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You are so lucky you didn't say hot about 45 seconds ago,
because
he was dropping F-bombs like, what in the
ass.
Are you playing?
I'm fighting you.
Achy, breaky heart?
I'm fighting you now.
Beaumont loves me right now.
Oh, and you just made it worse. Wow, you just threw gasoline on a bonfire.
Beaumont loves me.
The 409 is going to be texting you like crazy.
This had to be Kirsten's country ass putting this out there.
100%.
I was going to say, there's no way in your...
She is bright red right away.
In the Dewey Decimal System card catalog of your music library, you were not reaching in for the achy breaky heart card. No way.
I don't look like a guy that would listen to something like this?
Hell no.
No.
When you look at me, you don't say, this guy listens to Billy Ray Cyrus.
From the neck down, yes, because of the plaid down. Shirt. From the neck up, no.
No, you... No. I'm sorry. No.
You're not getting into the song at all.
How can you?
I mean, I'll
the
do
roof
the...
is on fire in Beaumont. I'm telling you
I'll
right now.
I'll do the dance, but... I actually forgot how to do it. I used to could do the achy breaky heart. That's what's sad.
You used to could do?
I used to could do it.
I used to could do it. I might could back in the day.
I used to could... you know, I shouldn't tell you this. Never mind.
Yes, you should.
I'm
please
not telling
continue.
You this.
No, please continue.
I may have told you this before. Did I tell you guys I used to teach line dancing?
Oh, my God. No, you did not.
No, there's that's definitely one that slid through the cracks. We did not hear that before.
I may have discussed this on game day, but I used to be a DJ at a club in Conroe. And part of what we would do on, like, Wednesday nights, which was ladies' night, is they would have line dance lessons. And I taught them for a while. Yeah. That's.
I almost don't believe you.
I forgot how to do a lot of them, but I used to teach. I'm trying to remember.
Is there a video of this?
Do you have a mullet
no.
wig?
No, I didn't have a mullet. This was. I think I still had the flat top.
I think mullet wig.
Oh, no. Okay. But I think I still had the flat top.
Did you wear a hat?
Because this was shortly after high school.
You look at here. Did you wear a hat?
No. I didn't do any of that.
You're doing line dancing. You could take your 10-gallon out there.
No, but I used to teach the electric slide, the Harlem shuffle, the boot scoop boogie, the achy breaky heart, and there was one more.
Amazing that you mentioned the boot scoop boogie. That's Nick's third selection. That'll be coming up at the next break.
Yeah, that's no. No. First
when you
of all,
break up with a chick and you do the boot scoot boogie on the way out.
And I'll give you credit for the fact that that song was a heartbreak song. Probably the worst ever. Like, ridiculous. But still better than that dumbass In Vogue song you chose.
Boot scoot
had nothing to do with
heartbreak. Boot scoot boogie
heartbreak.
Is Travis Tritt?
No, that's Brooks and Dunn.
Or Brooks and Dunn. Travis Tritt is T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
You smell it.
I'm right.
Yeah.
I don't know about smelling it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, want to talk a little football?
Sure, we can talk football, but do you want to talk this Astros question real quick?
Oh, yeah, right. Line? Yeah, go ahead.
So somebody had the question, do you think the Padres reliever Brad Hand should be a potential target for lefty bullpen help? If so, what do you think the price would be? Would this prevent them from getting another ace?
It's never been mentioned on the show, so we should talk about it.
Shut up.
Barry has mentioned this.
I mentioned
before.
Brad Hand several times in the last couple of weeks. I think as a lefty out of the bullpen, yeah. He's one of those guys. Watson from the Pirates is another guy. Although the Pirates don't look to be sellers, right. But they might at some point. But I doubt in the next couple of weeks that they will be. But yeah, I think Brad Hand is a good option. One that I've mentioned. The price, you know, the Padres are a team that's going to be rebuilding. So they're that's one of those guys where you may not have to give up a Bregman or anybody on the roster, save for like Martez or somebody like that. But
boy, David Polino could be really good.
Do you, you know, and the question, would this prevent them from getting another ace? No, the Astros have enough pieces to go and get both.
I think
how much do you want to mortgage?
I was going to say, how much the bigger question is, are you willing to give up two good packages of prospects to get a starter and a guy like Hand? That's the biggest question. How much are you willing to give to mortgage the fact that you're going for it this year?
So I would, okay, because Hand
both
still
deals?
Yes,
okay.
I would, and here's why. You've got a young team. This is a young nucleus with Springer, Correa, Altuve. You know, you've got, Gurriel's a little older, but for the most part, with Keuchel and McCullers, that pitching staff, you know, Giles is a younger guy. This is a young team, so you know, it's not the Astros of old where they were just, you know, putting off the inevitable, where they were going to have to rebuild because they gave away everybody in their farm system. They're not old. So if you get rid of some young guys, you still have an opportunity while this current core team is out there chasing World Series to rebuild your farm system to replace them in 7 to 8 years when it's time, right? Plus, Brad Hand still has 2 years of arbitration left on his contract. So if you did go out and get DeGrom and you did go out and get Brad Hand, you're getting out two guys that you're going to be around for at least two more years to make these runs, to continued runs for a World Series. And Hand's only 27, so you'd even have the opportunity to sign him, you know, if he's like it and you've got a great team that he wants to be around. So, yeah, I think it makes sense for them to go out and do that. Here's the thing, though. They're not bad against lefties. Would I tell you 221?
Yeah.
I mean,
my biggest thing is
221 against lefties out of the bullpen.
My biggest thing is I don't think Hand is going to cost you anybody on the major league roster.
Okay.
All right. So that helps. But I don't want to give up too much in the farm system either so that you kind of get closer to where you were a couple years ago when you had to completely rebuild the farm system, because you do know you're going to have to give up a package, and demand is getting bigger by the day because teams are starting to dive in. We mentioned the Dodgers and the fact that now they're looking for a starter. You know, Washington is looking for bullpen help, so that might push the price up on Hand and others too. So with each passing day now, as we get closer to the trade deadline, prices are going to start going up because teams know that they're close, so they're going to take a shot. I thought it was interesting that we hadn't touched on the fact Detroit has called everybody and said, we're probably going to be sellers and we can start selling now. But Verlander's got a huge over $20 million a year salary. So before you get all giddy about that, take that into consideration. I thought one of the names you brought up that was interesting was Mad Bum and Bumgarner in San Francisco. If the Giants would be willing to do that, and I'm not sure that they would.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, boy, you talk about a guy that's got all the postseason experience that you could ever ask for. He's there, but you're going to pay a price.
Right, and I think there's other guys on that Giants rotation that might go first. I don't know that the Giants are giving up.
Samardzija's being thrown out there a lot. Johnny Cueto's been thrown out there a lot.
Yeah, and those guys, I think that if I'm the San Francisco Giants, that's who I'm looking at getting rid of first before I get rid of Bumgarner. But, I mean, you know, Cueto and Samardzija aren't bad names, but I think there's other guys that the Astros could and should look at before that. I really like this rumor of DeGrom.
If I do too.
If they could do that,
very fired up about that.
I think that's a good fit. That's a really good fit for the team. So hopefully something like that happens.
That'd be interesting. It's going to be fun to watch. What are you playing now?
Mary J. Blige, Not Gonna Cry.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah, this is on your list, or did Kirsten help you with this?
No, this is on. She was born in 92. This song came out in 95. She doesn't know. Okay, she's a youngin.
She might have experience.
This is good
beyond
stuff.
Her years. Sure it's not going to leave?
When Ryan Billett on Twitter said, when I recommended you guys do heartbreak songs, I did not mean achy breaky heart. He did not. He's pissed.
He didn't appreciate
you
that.
You have ruined his idea.
My bad, bud.
Don't get salty.
Shut up.
We don't want anybody getting salty. Unless Beaumont. Have we got text in Beaumont from Nick's comments?
Why?
We'll have to check. I did nothing but
hold on, my
divide
bad.
Them with
I
what they wanted to
I was looking at the wrong end. There's about 20 unread texts. I'm going to have to go through
Yeah,
these.
We're going to have to go through during the break. We're going to come back. There might be some saltiness. just a hunch.
Could be.
Just a hunch. All right, we won't play Achy Breaky Heart, but we will play a whole lot more as we continue to roll on these hump day right here with the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Was there helping?
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I have the red flag in hand.
Are you challenging?
I haven't decided. I'm
Can
going
you
to the
find the flag, or is it a Jeff Fisher move that you're going to pull right
no,
now?
No, I got it. I got it right here. And I'm just debating whether I throw it or not, because this, again, is a good song, that, as opposed to the other one. But this one, I think, is wishful thinking, if I was your man, not heartbreak. I thought this is heartbreak? You're saying the internet says it's heartbreak?
They even quoted a lyric from it. I just forgot the website.
But that validates it right there. We should just move on.
Absolutely.
Okay, I caught up on the text lines. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Yeah.
Here's a whirlwind of texts since 3:18. Nick, suck a bleep. That was from the 409. Beaumont hates Nick more than anything, 409. Great selection, Nick, not the 409. Thanks for encouraging brother and sister sex, Nick. That was 409. We love Billy Ray in Orange, Texas. Now all these weird kids will start showing up in 9 months. Barry, your man card has been revoked. I guess that was because I taught line dancing. From the 409, and no. I guess that was achy breaky. Wow, Barry shows how much they listen to you. You've definitely told this story before.
No, I've heard that's you not talk
true.
About
that's not true.
DJing
you did not,
at the
you did not
bar,
say it on the usual no, suspect. No. You did not.
Dumb asses. I told y'all I've said this before.
Oh, now you're throwing the personal jabs again.
Barry is my favorite, but the line dancing comment is pushing it, dude. Line dancing, Barry? So what's next? 90-year-old ladies sex? I mean, I never told that story. I'm just kidding.
That's I was about true. To say, I'm like, dang, how many stories do you have?
Barry was the last line dance song, Copperhead Road, NASCAR Johnny. I don't even know what that means. 90% of Beaumont just left work early to go get drunk. I'm guessing that was Achy Breaky Heart still. What else? December by Taylor Swift. Great heartbreak song. Mary J. Blige, Not Gonna Cry. Best song of the day.
Booyaka!
Shut up. And the last... Don't make me read that other hate text you got. And last one is, just saw a guy... This is from your friendly neighborhood...
Beer salesman.
Just saw a guy walking down the street wearing a Florida Panthers jersey with a Texans pants and a Rockets hat. Permission to hit him with my car.
Rev it up.
Dang!
Rev it up. It's a golf cart.
This is a new look. Yeah. It's a golf cart. This is a new low for the usual suspects. We're now condoning murder.
I didn't say kill him.
I mean, you
just bump into him a little bit. Like, knock some sense into him.
All right. I'm with that. Oh, boy, you got murdered after your little spat with Beaumont.
You went right at 409, man.
Not good, Nick. Not wise, guy.
I guess I won't be doing any remotes at the Twin Peaks over there in Beaumont.
Oh, if you do, we might have to get extra security.
It was not really that bad of a shot.
I can't believe they're revoking my man card.
Now, if you come in with a mullet wig, you might,
it might be
escape
okay.
some of the hate.
Okay. I might consider that.
Would You're you hung really? Up on the mullet wig.
Yeah, I'll start getting it now. Yeah. All right, Eric wants to get in here real quick on Mellow. Eric, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it.
Hey, I just want to get this off my chest because I'm... Apparently, there are a whole lot of people in the media, sports media, who just were letting this guy off the hook. This whole thing about Melo, it's not going to work. You're talking about a guy who's a me, myself, and I player, a guy who's uncoachable, in my opinion. And he comes here to the Rockets. There's no way he's going to play second or third tier to Harden. It's not going to work. And plus, he didn't get along with Coach D'Antoni in the first place when he was in New York, so there's no way that's going to work here. I mean, everyone right now is seeing roses right now, but...
But, Eric, why do you say he's uncoachable? What makes you say that? Is this because of what you've heard in the media?
No, look at his record in New York. Come on.
How many coaches has he been through in New York? Really?
Well, is that the ineptness of Phil Jackson and others in management, or is that Melo's fault?
Oh, well, come on. Yeah, some of it's Phil Jackson's fault, but not. They were bad before Phil got there. You can't blame everything on Phil.
That's true.
This guy had a chance. He was a free agent, what, two or three seasons ago? He could have went anywhere. Anywhere. But he chose to stay in New York for the money. That's not Phil Jackson's fault. He made that choice.
Well, Eric, I think what most people are hoping for is that Melo has matured. I mean, you saw him play with Team USA and how he was willing to take that back seat and be a role player. And I think that's what they're counting on, is that they get that Melo.
I mean, it's not even a role player, Eric. I mean, he's still, even third fiddle means he's still going to get plenty of looks, but he's just going to have to be willing. If this is, if he truly wants a ring, if he truly wants to kind of dispel all the rumors that are out there, from a cancer to a coach killer to, you know, everything that we've heard, he's going to have to play second or third fiddle, and he's going to have to play nice. So it's a risk.
Exactly.
It's a risk, but you can't fault the Rockets for taking the risk, because what's the alternative? To sit back and watch the Warriors run you over and to hope you're better than the Spurs? No.
Hey, I get you. I understand, but I'm just – look, I'm not – there's no – I'm not a fan, so, but still, this guy, I'm telling you, it's all roads is right now, but
all right.
Not going to work.
Well, we appreciate the call, Eric. Appreciate you listening, man. Thanks a lot. Kev wants to get in here, too, on Melo real quick. Kev, what's up?
Hey, in response to what Eric is saying, well, for one, Carmelo didn't have anyone in Denver, and he barely had anyone in New York besides Porzingis, who was any kind of talent. So I feel like a lot of people get roped into what the media has to say and how the media spins things, because Carmelo seems well-liked around the NBA. He's liked by Nene, who he played with in Denver. He's liked by Chris Paul. He's good friends with LeBron James. So if he was such a bad guy, I don't think people would want to play with him. If he was so into himself, I don't think that people would want – I don't think players would want to say, hey – we want to bring this guy in so, you know, we can close the gap with Golden State. Also, I'm not too sold that there's a problem with Mike D'Antoni, because Mike D'Antoni's the coach, and if he feels like he can't get along with Carmelo, then I'm not sure that they're going to want to bring him in.
Here's the thing, and I've said this before, you may be right, but the scenario you got to paint if you're Mike D'Antoni is, I got a 1 year down on a 5 year deal. I walked away from the last deal because of the fact that there was a give and take between himself and Carmelo Anthony. If ownership comes to you and says, we're going to go after this guy, can you make it work? The correct answer is, yes, sir, I can. Now, In trying it, it may not work out for you, and then you work out the rest of it, but there's no way you just say, you don't tell your ownership no after they just gave you, you know, a solid 5 year contract.
Of course, but I feel like Carmelo coming, if this trade happens, because every day there's a different story, but Carmelo coming into this, he knows that, look, this is probably his last stint. And I think that he's going to come in with the right attitude that, look, I'm coming to win. So I think that you got to give him that, right?
I mean, you hope that's the attitude. I certainly do. And Kev, I do agree with you. I think that, and I think I said this Monday or Tuesday when we were talking about the trade, you know, I do hear the rumors that, you know, Melo's been a locker room cancer in Denver and New York, and he's been difficult to deal with. And you know the story behind Mike D'Antoni. But I just found it odd that there's so many players that want to play with this guy after you see Nene and Chris Paul and LeBron, and so many guys say what a great teammate he was and how fun he is to play with and how much he meant to them as a teammate and a friend. It makes you wonder, are you hearing it from, you know, how what side is true? Or is it a little bit of both?
There's always a little bit of truth, right? And to your point on the Nuggets, there was J.R. Smith. There was Marcus Canby. There was Nene in his prime. You know, there were guys there that could play. It wasn't like the cupboard was bare with Carmelo Anthony. I can understand you saying that about the Knicks, but when you bring Denver into it, you got to realize there were some guys that were some pretty solid guys that are still solid guys in this league that were on those Denver teams. Those Denver teams were not bad.
No, not at all. He had some pieces around him in Denver for sure.
Yeah. So Justin wants to get in here before we hit the break. Justin, what's up?
I'm listening to all these callers call in, and I'm listening to everyone's two cents, and the consensus that I'm getting is for this whole, if Carmelo were to come to the Rockets, for this whole thing to work, he'd have to play second or third fiddle to James Harden and Chris Paul, or he won't work at all. My whole thing is, what has James Harden done to show that he should be the main guy? I mean, he basically has a system that's perfect for his game, and what does he do? He can't get out the second round, and the Spurs were tailor-made for the Rockets to run through them after Kawhi went down. And what happens? James Harden basically disappears.
Well, Justin, I mean, you asked what he's done in the last 3 years. He's been runner-up for MVP twice. He got to a Western Conference Finals 3 years ago. He flat out choked in the playoffs this year, but he also took on a new role as the point guard. So he played a new position, handled the ball more, and thrived in it, and had the best year arguably he's ever had, you know, statistic wise. But to sit here and say that James Harden isn't worthy of being the star and the number one option on this team, that's just kind of, I mean, what basketball are you watching?
No, that's understandable. I mean, I 100% agree with you. James Harden, obviously, statistically-wise, had his best season in the NBA. And yes, he had to take on a brand-new position, but whether he's the one, the two, or the three, position-wise, whether he's the point guard, shooting guard, small forward, wherever you want to put him, James Harden will always be the primarily and first option on the offensive side when Dwight Howard was here.
But Justin, why is that a problem? When you want to talk about it, no matter how you look at it, you just said statistically, right? But of the three guys, who's the one that's been to the finals? Who's the one that's been to the Western Conference Finals? Now, I'm taking a step down.
Carmelo's been to the Western Conference Finals. He lost to Kobe, but he's been on his own. He took J.R. Smith on. He took J.R. Smith when he was on that team. He did it without Nene. He took Birdman to the Western Conference Finals on that team.
But I already said Denver didn't have as bad a roster as the last caller said. But I'm saying, from the standpoint of when Carmelo Anthony made the Western Conference Finals, which is a fair point, James is the only one to make a finals. James is the only one in the prime of his career. You know, Chris Paul is 32. And Carmelo isn't close to what he once was, but it comes down to, do you want to win? And I don't care who's playing first, second, and third fiddle. It's got to be about, can these guys coexist? Can they play a role?
If they are going to coexist, would it make sense if James Harden's for Harden's touch to go down? Because they're going to have to.
They're
going
to have to, right?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to because Chris Paul is there. So Chris Paul is never the best player Chris Paul has played with is arguably James Harden or Carmelo Anthony, whichever way you look at it, whichever way you prefer. Honestly, I'm not a fan of the style that either one of these guys play, James Harden or Carmelo Anthony. But from what I've seen from Carmelo in the playoffs, I'd rather much have Carmelo playoff Carmelo than playoff James Harden.
All right, fair point, man. Appreciate the call. So we got one segment left to go. So before we get to that, I want to tell you guys about Infuse Energy, a great locally owned and operated company here in the Houston area. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of tailor-making an energy plan for you, your family, or your business so that you get the best rate possible, you continue to not overpay, and you get a plan that basically concentrates on getting you the energy you need at the right price when you're using it, and a really low rate when you're not. It's great, and the best thing is, from the minute you call them, you get a human being. You don't get an automated system. You don't get the runaround, and they're never trying to make a buck to screw you over. They're trying to get you into a relationship where you stick with them because you're satisfied, and you will always have a good customer service experience. It's that simple. They're always honest. They ensure a clear understanding. They provide 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up and choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits, and it helps decrease your carbon footprint. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. What else can you ask for? Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, and you get a $25 bill credit, and then they go from there to ask you questions so that they show that they care and are trying to understand when you use energy and when you don't, so they can make a plan that fits your needs. That's what you can always want, expect from them, but that's what anybody could that's looking for energy should always want. Call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or hit up InfuseEnergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Sean.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's funny how songs we pick for other waybacks resurface.
Did you pick this?
No, I had Macy Gray on one of mine.
You had it, yeah. I listen. See, I know.
I'm watching line dancing videos.
Not just watching them, by the way. You are participatory.
I was trying to remember the achy breaky, and I failed miserably. But now I'm watching a Footloose line dancing.
You might have breaky something achy after that.
Three chicks and two dudes doing the foot. I didn't even know there was a line dance for Footloose.
Especially when no music was allowed.
Did you know that's based on a true story?
Here?
No, Oklahoma.
No, it's because it was based on
it was in Oklahoma.
Galveston or something?
No, it was in, I think.
If you go back
my
and
wife
look,
said something about the lady was on something, but it was from Oklahoma.
But the movie references.
Yeah, well, they change it, but it's based on somebody out of
Oklahoma.
But
don't they reference.
It was the Bible Belt. I mean,
but
that's
don't
the
they
whole
reference.
Thing.
I thought it was like either Galveston or down that way that they, in the movie, that's the town.
That may have changed it for the movie, but I'm telling you that the chick and everything it was based on was out of Oklahoma, according to my wife.
Well, then I'm done. That's fine. No, I just thought in the movie itself.
How dare you, sir, disparage my wife's knowledge of Footloose?
I'm not disparaging. I'm saying, well, if it's the wife's
involvement, I challenge you to a duel.
I'm not going to say anything more about it. But I thought in the movie proper that it was all referencing Beaumont or a town, not to get Nick fired up again, but I thought it was like Beaumont or Galveston, Texas.
Mm-mm. No.
Did you read that anywhere? Are you referenced? Are you looking?
I'm looking right now,
oh,
Joel.
You are not.
Joel.
Try to say goodbye.
Okay. Beaumont. B-O-M-O-N-T. Not the same Beaumont.
I understand the spelling was different, but they made reference like it was in Texas.
Okay, but it's not.
Well, damn it. I should just stop there then, because you say.
The film was actually filmed in Utah County, Utah. Well, that's bull crap. They still aren't allowed to dance in Utah, are they?
Nick, you ought to go buy flowers for Candy Coble on Twitter because she said Nick won today. Achy breaky heart was the best.
It was really just one person in Beaumont that I was upset. His last four numbers are 6471. And he's just super upset. He even threatened black eyes at Twin Peaks. But
did he really?
Yeah. Look on the text line.
Oh, I missed
that.
Dude,
such a baby.
Have you looked up his address yet, or will you be sending something him later?
You are a baby.
Yeah, it does say Nick.
You're going to get blocked.
Nick comes to Twin Peaks, and I'm giving him twin
black eyes. Would love to see that happen, you clown.
Oh.
Clown. Anyway.
If you had that little horn sound right now, that clown sound, that'd be great. Clarabelle, he's coming for you.
Quit hating on Beaumont Dweeb.
What? Dweeb?
Who? Which
Someone
one
uses that?
Which
I don't
one
even
of us?
Hate on Beaumont that much. They just make it sound like it's
that much. So you do, but it's not.
I really don't.
And
really
several
don't.
People were saying that it was what the hell? I lost it.
You in that reading?
I know. Damn it! I lost it. Anyways, this is what I found: Footloose, 1984 film. By the way, have you ever seen it? Do you like it? Did you like
Footloose?
It?
I watched it several times.
The film is loosely based on events that took place in the small rural and religious community of Elmore City, Oklahoma.
Okay. And you DJ'd there too, I take it.
No.
been taught line dancing.
No, not there. I didn't even know there was a line dance called the Footloose. I feel like I failed all my students.
Here's a text from Beaumont. Not from me, from Beaumont. Beaumont sucks, and I'm from here.
Oh.
Oops.
Wow.
Sorry, 409.
Hey, man, get out of the text, bro.
At least you're not hating.
Stay in your lane.
At least you're not hating.
You are so mad at Beaumont right now. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. A lot of people are saying 409 is also Galveston, so don't be hating on 409.
Yeah, we got a lot of love in Galveston.
Don't
I know
that.
Don't
be lumping in the Galvestonians with the Beaumontians. I don't know if that was the right.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know. I just made those
up. Beaumontians.
I don't know.
That didn't sound exactly
doesn't
smooth.
Doesn't he do something on ESPN? Oh, that's Beaumont
Jones.
Beaumont
Jones, yeah. Okay. So on that note, let's just get you the hell out of here.
Okay.
Let's
yeah.
send you on the road packing.
Let's do it.
And then I gave Jong $1 if he screws up the transmission
yeah,
tomorrow.
Why are you being so mean? You don't want me, you want me gone? You want me off this show?
Nick does. Nick's moving in. He's doing a remote tomorrow, and then right from that point on, he figures he's just going to warm up the chair for himself.
Can you guys just not screw it up before I get back on Friday? That's all I'm asking.
And there's no guarantee.
That was mainly directed at Nick.
If there's food...
After Achy Breaky Heart, I've got to say my trust in Nick is completely shattered.
If there's food, there's no guarantee what kind of show we'll have tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, there is.
No guarantee.
Yeah, there is.
I might just leave... the stand and just go to the bar and just eat and drink.
Which is why Barry will be just fine then.
Wait, they don't have a bar at Truck Fitters, do they? But that's all right.
What the hell do you think it is? There's a total full service truck stop.
There's the restaurant next door where I went to Boo Boo, so you can go there.
Oh, the Chinese restaurant. Yeah. The hit and run for Barry.
Yeah.
Stop in there and get some.
And when they ask you, are you eating? Just say, yeah, I'm meeting a friend, and then use the restroom and leave. Because you're not going to want to do it at Truck Fitters. It's right there in the lobby. You'll embarrass yourself.
You'll see when you get there.
Yeah, you'll see. All right. Have fun, boys. Have fun.
Nick and Joel at Truck Fitters tomorrow as Barry is on the road. But then Barry will be joining us via satellite Friday, Monday.
Tuesday. Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Thursday and Friday.
Are you kidding?
Every day, bro. Got the hookup in Wichita and Oklahoma City. You can't get rid of me. I'm sorry. You can't get rid of me.
Barry bringing Paul George to the table live from Oklahoma
City.
That's
what you should do.
I'll try. Yeah. I'll try.
Seriously, you should try. You should at least.
I'll see. I PG-13. Just said I
No, you should book them.
PG-13, Russ and Barry from OKC. Coming
another
up
text
next
from
weekend.
409. Beaumont does suck. Just saying.
But Galveston's great. All right, so that'll do it for another fantastic show. It was fun today. Thanks again to Mario Ellie for joining us for the first hour. Barry, travel safe, and we will talk to you down the line. Nick tomorrow with me at Truck Fitters on 1960. Join us, won't you? But don't come after Nick, because we're going to have extra security. We'll join you tomorrow and the rest of the week. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.